This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. It's the Vampire Diaries After Show, Season 8, Episode 15. We're planning a June wedding. And oh my gosh, this wedding was amazing. Let's see what happens next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
To the chat board.
And we're gonna get married.
Oh, we were a little fast on that.
Yeah, we were a little off on that one.
Maybe they were a little slow.
It felt so good.
And then it felt really good as it was coming out. Our bad. Anyway, sorry about that distraction earlier. My computer started playing our after show and I forgot to mute it. I'm Tiana Hobson, joining you as always, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson online. And joining me tonight, I've got Miss Sam D.
Hey guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm in the live chat, and we are also letting people call in tonight. So actually, I'm going to say that number really quickly.
I have it right here.
Oh, there it is. Okay. 424-256-1633. So call in tonight because we will talk to you on the air.
And we've got a very special guest joining us on the couch. You've asked for her. You've been begging for her all season. And here she is, the one and only Roxy Stryer.
Oh my Woo! God, guys. It's coming to an end so soon.
It's coming to an end so soon. I know. I'm so sad. And so, Roxy, I know we don't get you for the whole show.
Yeah.
So I know everyone needs to hear your thoughts because I know there's thoughts on Claroline, Steriline. I just need you to give us your feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of Claroline, if you've been watching for a long time, you know to drink when I say that. But in terms of them, hopefully we are getting some sort of moment. We've been told, we've seen a little bit that something will happen. But until then, you know, I just have never been fully on board with Steriline. I'm totally on board for making Stefan happy, and I also want Caroline to be happy. I really want that for both these characters. But to me, this wedding had major flaws. I love this show. There were parts of the episode I love, but oh my god, it was a little flaw.
I just need to give out a shout out to the chat because this is the nicest thing. Having Roxy, Blue Aqua said this, having Roxy is exciting as getting Elena back.
Wow.
I've literally never been complimented like that my entire life.
Someone said I reminded them of Catherine last week and I almost peed my pants.
It's so
and
exciting. Like, we love you guys. Oh my god, I love them.
I love it. So, I mean, this episode, I know Sam, what were your feelings? Sam, like, texted us all this week and was like, I'm crying right now.
And I was like at 2 a.m. and I was just like up late, and I told Tiana I was going home and watching it with a candle, and I was getting in bed with my cat. But I don't know, I really liked it because I think I'm trying to see what I want to see in the show itself. Like, mm-hmm. in the last few episodes, I admit this season was not what I wanted it to be. They had too much clutter, they should have spaced out the guests. And they're just throwing them all in the end. And yeah. But I am a fan of the Donovans, the Lady Donovans, so I was excited to see them.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I had mixed feelings about seeing Matt's mom just because, you know, I don't like how she left. But that's neither here nor there. But I agree. I think that for this being the penultimate episode, that's my favorite word to say, because that means the episode before the finale.
Smarty pants.
Yes. I just needed more things, more questions to be answered, and for the show to start feeling like it's wrapping up instead of like it's starting a new phase. And in normal seasons, that would be okay with me, but it's not coming back for another season, so I just needed more of like a wrap up. I am happy that we got to have a major event without any major hiccups throughout it. Like, they got to get through their ceremony. Did I want to see Steriline end up together? No, I'm Claroline like Roxy is. But it was nice that they got to have their moment uninterrupted by Catherine.
I agree with that completely. But like you said, I feel like I don't know how we are going to wrap this up. In my mind, the fact that we only have an hour to wrap all of this, I don't know how that's going to happen. There's still so many people I want to stab and still so many people I want to bring back from hell. So I don't know, like, can we just do a quick swippity swap where it's like, all right, let's trade you. I'll give you Julie Cooper and Kai if you give me back Enzo and so many other people. We could pick from like 15 handfuls.
Well, see, I would feel a lot better right now if I knew that next week was an actual 2-hour finale, because it's not. Yeah. They have 1 hour, which I would love it to be 3, including that 1 hour of them talking to the cast and the producers and writers. And
even then, 4. Give us 10 hours.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think they do The Bachelor for 3 hours. They're doing it for 3 hours on Tuesday. So, I mean, at the Vampire Diaries series finale, come on. Give us 2 hours of content and then 1 hour of interviews.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I wholeheartedly agree with all of that was just said. Yes. Sorry. There's like, I thought I was going to help Sam out in the chat tonight since it was just the two of us, and then Roxy graced us with her presence. Thank you. So I was trying to keep up on that, but the chat is going so fast right now.
Yeah,
that I can't even read the comments. Yeah, that
of course, because this is the second to last episode of one of our favorite shows of all time. We're all so invested. We have our ships.
Have a caller, Mark? No. Oh, okay. I thought I heard him say. I think I just imagined that. Actually,
you did. You totally did.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say she was hearing things.
And Danny C in the chat says, OMG, I agree with all of you. I feel like it's too much just for one final episode.
Yes, so. And that's where I just get nervous about, like, I have complete faith in Julie Plec. It's just hard as a fan sitting here to see how things are going to get tied up. And I did see someone noted earlier that next week's episode is 44 minutes instead of 42, like their usual.
Oh, how kind of them.
Ian said that in an interview. And so it's like, okay, we get a little bit of extra time, but it's still not that much time to make a cohesive, like, well-plotted out ending that everyone's going to be happy with.
But maybe they're so confident in this 44-minute piece that they were like, we don't need 2 hours. Because I'm sure CW would have said, okay, if you want 2 hours, you can have it. So maybe that should make us even feel better that they are only doing 44 minutes. Like, wow, they must know something we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really optimistic of you.
Thank you. I try.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about tonight's episode. Let's talk about Matt and his parents first. So first, there's a body that drops in the beginning of the episode that, you know, most people, Matt's investigating it, and then everyone drops that and is like, all hands on deck, we've got Catherine out of hell. Did you guys think it was Catherine? I liked how they kind of didn't show a face, and I was like, is this whole episode going to be them alluding that this Nina Dobrov stand-in is, like, actually Catherine.
A fake Nina?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to know what you thought about that. Because, like, did you think it was Catherine? You as Roxy. Did you think it was Catherine? And did you like that it was Vicky?
You know, when they're telling the story, I kind of pieced it together. I was surprised to see Vicky back, but really excited. But because they built it up like it could have been Catherine, it almost did disservice to Vicky, because fans would have been just as excited in a different way. But when you make it think it's Catherine and then it's Vicky, it's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What you doing over there? But I kind of picked up the pieces as we were going.
Yeah. Catherine's like the big, big, big bad.
Yeah.
She's like the puppet master with the Donovans
so
right now.
So I guess now we've talked about Catherine. Do you guys think next week we will actually see Catherine, or are we only going to see Elena next week?
Are you joking me? I would be livid if we did not see Catherine.
But I'm kind of starting to think that because, you know, well, that we're not going to see Elena, that we're only going to see Catherine. There's no way we don't see Catherine. There might be a way we don't see Elena. And people aren't wrapping their head around that because in every interview, they've said, Nina Dobrev is coming back. Nina Dobrev is coming back. But they have not said Elena is coming back, not to that specificity. So I feel like we're just going to get Catherine, which would make me livid. I would rather Elena than Catherine any day. Catherine was amazing, but I need another Delana moment. Hello, did we forget about them? It's supposed to be all of our favorite ships. Sorry if it's not. I understand there's still a few Stellanas out there. But, like, come on. Come on. Get on board. We need her.
It's like Roxy likes really violent men, it seems. Except her boyfriend is, like, the nicest, like, kind-hearted. Just, like...
You know, there's something about them on television that makes it dramatic and sexy. In real life, I've said this so many times, I obviously think Stefan would be a better choice. But on television, I'm Delana all day.
Yeah, and Claroline, you know. Which is still, I like Claroline, but it scares me to get on board because I'm like, that's just a very violent man.
And well, an I just old feel man. Like Roxy and I like to see the good in people.
Yes.
We like to see that and try and draw it out, and we live in those good moments and we forget about all the horrible things that they've done.
Klaus would never treat Caroline with any violence. No, ever. He would loves never. Her.
He except would. When he threw her against that tree.
No, that is not what happened. That
I
was
mean,
passion.
She liked it, okay?
Oh, God. We're going to get in so much trouble with this episode. So, silence is not the answer, guys.
So back to the Donovans.
Yeah.
So Matt's dad has been tasked with making a weapon to kill Catherine with because Cade, we used a blade that was made out of his bones that was fused with glass. It's all very scientific-y and confusing. But basically, Matt's dad has to fashion a weapon to kill her, and they have to get Catherine's bones to do this. Now, I know we've flash-forwarded sometimes and stuff, but when Stefan and Damon go to get said bones from the Cave of Wonders,
I'd love
she's,
to go there.
She's already, like, full-on skeleton. How long does it take a body to decay that? Like, that like that looked to me like bones that had been there for hundreds of years.
Well, it probably is different for Vampy.
Yeah, well, because I think that she because aged so fast that it's, like, what her bones would have been like if she were actually...
Okay.
That age.
Yes. Okay. I'll go with that. I liked the moment of Damon sort of like talking with the skeleton as
it was funny.
Catherine. It was a very nice moment of them down there. It was kind of a weird place to have a touching brotherly bonding moment, but it worked out for me. I liked that moment in this episode.
Me too. I've been doing some weird stuff lately, which like, I mean, I've been rewatching The Vampire Diaries a lot because I'm getting all sad and nostalgic, but today I was rewatching parts of season two when Catherine, we like really meet her for the first time. And it's just, it was so refreshing and cool because both of them really did love her. And I was watching the flashback one earlier today that was most, you know, the episode that she explains everything that happened. And they just, like, it's just so cool to see how far they've come with this whole Catherine situation.
I agree. And also with the Elena situation, like, if you look at the tagline of the show on IMDb or whatever it is, it's still two guys are, it's a love triangle. That's what the show has always been about, whether it is Catherine, whether it is Elena. And I love that this moment kind of brought us back to that. There was a couple moments that, like, when Damon has to pick Stefan over Elena or Elena over Stefan or all of these things. I do love when we bring it back to that triangle because I know people got sick of it, but that's what also made us fall in love with the show.
Yeah.
That was the premise.
The premise of the show. I 100% agree with that. And just something that so everyone knows, I don't hate Steriline. Like, I
nor
don't.
Nor do I. Nor do I.
Like, I don't
think
either.
They're a nice couple. They are cute together. I like to see them together on screen. I would have preferred Claroline, of course. So in them deciding to get married so fast, here was my problem with it at first. I never think that you should rush into these things. Like, yes, they're engaged, and yes, they're going to get married, but I never like to fashion big events like this because of a threat. Like, we talk about this on other shows sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, let's get married because you might die.
It's happening on The Flash.
Yeah, it's happening on The Flash right now. It's like, okay, hey, here's a great idea. Let's throw a wedding tomorrow to lure our arch enemy who's in charge of hell right now.
Right.
In my mind, I'm just thinking, these are all the wrong reasons.
I think it's also one of those, life too short, but it's not like Stefan's dying tomorrow. He's living a normal life. Like, you could wait a little bit. Yeah, I completely agree with you, T. And I know the June wedding thing, so we were on a timeline, but, like, I agree. And also, just this wedding in general made me feel so sad because it was just so blatantly obvious how many people we were missing. Yes. You look around and they talk about how, okay, they've gotten all these fake guests here and they've all
been compelled
to be here, right? Exactly. But it was like, Bonnie almost didn't make it. Where is Elena? Where are all these people? The Jeremys of the world. Mm-hmm. They're just all the people that we've grown to love on the show. Everybody who's passed away, from people's parents, including Caroline's, to some of our favorite characters. It was just so obvious that we were missing our people. And maybe that's what we're supposed to be feeling.
You know, I actually wasn't sure about that, but I just thought, I think that was what we were supposed to be feeling because they wouldn't have put that line in there that all of these guests were compelled. So it kind of gave the audience a weird, like, oh, that's not right.
It's so sad. Imagine your wedding day, the happiest day of your life, and she's sitting there talking to her kids, and she's like, it's fine, I'll walk myself down the aisle. Like, that's not how you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to feel like you're with your loved
one. And Lexi should have been there. Someone in the chat. Kevin Lexi. Pham.
Yes. Yes. Lexi. Yes. I miss her.
But, you know, it's that, too. And, like, I know Alaric is going through some things because, you know, him and Caroline were together and whatnot. But I think that if there had been more time for him to adjust the situation, like, I think even Alaric should have been there because he's been such an influential part of their lives.
Tyler!
Yes. Well...
I know.
Well, yeah, actually,
just naming the all the spirit, dead people.
I was like, the spirit it's of actually Tyler.
All the people Caroline's hooked up with. If yeah, Nessie, well, Mercer, and the cat. I'm always about Caroline, but I did like when she and Tyler were together too, which I actually think that was my personal favorite.
That
and
was,
yeah.
They act like they don't remember. They had an amazing sex scene on The Vampire Diaries with those two.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just all the people, and you're right. The people who were even existing on this earth
who didn't come, and you know, for personal reasons and whatnot. But you know, Enzo should have been there for naming dead people, too. You know, it's like one of those things
if we're naming
dead people. I'm going to throw Enzo in the mix, too. No, it's one of those things that it just makes you sad when you realize that, you know, they're having this wedding and they had to compel guests to be there. And I'm glad that they put that line in there, because when it started, it's like, who the hell are all these people?
Right.
Do you that many people left in town?
Do you even go here?
Do you guys even live here? You guys are so all over the place. I can't keep up with you.
They abandoned the town.
They abandoned the town at one point. They come back, like...
And I just want to shout out to that quick thing they told us, that Valerie, that Stefan got in touch with Valerie...
Yes.
...to protect the girls. That was not... I think that's, like, a heads up. She's not going to be here for the finale. But a shout out to Val... Right?
Yeah.
Because we spent a season on her, so she's relevant. So
she's...
They had that moment in Bali or wherever.
They're
the
like,
hell
before
they
you are. Guys start asking where the people who are alive are, here's where Valerie's.
Yeah. Yes.
She's not coming, but she's alive.
She sends her best.
She sends her best. She protected the babies from afar and moving on.
Yeah. I'm really sad because I know my time has come.
I know, Roxy. We love you.
We love you. Yeah.
Roxy, thanks for letting me join for a little bit.
Has to run off to an important meeting, you guys. But she also can't be here for the finale because she's traveling.
Okay, but everybody, like, that means I need extra love via the internet because you guys get each other. I will be alone. I need to know everybody's thoughts on every single thing that is happening at every moment in all time, especially anything Caroline related, but also Delana and just the show. Thank you guys so much for being such incredible fans of the show and our after show this whole time. I love you. You guys are doing an amazing job. I'm so sorry that I can't be here all the time. But go Vampire Diaries.
We'll see you on the originals, though.
Yeah. Yes. That's a better plug that I should have done. thank gosh that show's still going on. Because otherwise we'd seriously be missing some Julie Pluck stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, love you guys.
Thank you, Roxy, for joining us. You're the best.
We love you.
All right, so let's talk more about Caroline and her day. So she gets the gift. She starts receiving, like, gifts. She's got to get, you know, she's a bride. You have to have something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. So her something old comes, and it's a gift that we assume is from Stefan, which we later find out it was not from Stefan.
Caroline's so delusional. I'm so sorry. But she's acting like this is her big day. Not as though it's a, like, thing to lure in her fiance's ex-whatever that's psychotically
her
obsessed with him.
Her fiance's ex's doppelganger.
Who is also, like, his ex. His first love that turned him into a vampire.
This is so sordid.
But also what's funny to remember, because I was rewatching these the other day, but that was probably yesterday, is that Catherine turned Caroline, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, she's both her, Stefan, and Damon's. The person that turned them.
The link in between them all. And then Damon gave Caroline Elena's necklace, which is actually Catherine's necklace to wear on her wrist. So I was like, so she technically has two of Catherine's items on her person while she's getting married.
Do you think she's...
I was like, I don't know what kind of luck this is when you're going into get your first marriage and stuff, but to have, like, the items that belong to your now husband's ex's...
Someone in the chat, Jake Newman, said, "Our Narman, I'd prefer Stefan with Catherine." And like I said, I just rewatched these episodes. You know, it's when they play that song, Breathe Again, and there's that flashback at the end of the episode where Catherine goes and sees the Salvatore's dead bodies because they got killed, like, for her. And then she kisses Stefan. He's like, "I love you." And then she, like, looks up at the sky, like, present day, touches her lips a little bit, like, those were good days. Took her, like, 150 years to get back to him, but that was her plan.
I mean, if she wasn't so batshit cray, I could be down for it, but Catherine's a little, I mean, I know I like the guys crazy and evil and whatnot, but girls, come on. Catherine, she a little cray cray.
Yeah, and Billie Jean in the chat said, I was thinking this, it wasn't Catherine's, it was Rebecca's, right?
My bad.
And then before that, wasn't it, yeah, it was, I don't know.
It's been passed through a lot of hoes.
Yeah.
Basically, it's been passed down a long line of people. But I love Damon's toast that he did for Liz Forbes. Mm-hmm. That was very touching. I'm glad that they acknowledged. This was a show about, an episode about acknowledging people who weren't there.
Uh-huh. Also, and it's also like, guys, don't worry. Us writers that might not have been on in the first season, we've watched the show. Like, we're going to do some really nice callbacks. And Caroline and Stefan, Damon, haven't really had a lot of moments like that. And the writer of the episode actually was live tweeting, and it was really fun. And she said, we specifically really did do a lot of callbacks.
Yeah. Even the vows at the wedding were a bit of a callback, because I think it might have been the same writer who tweeted out the scene from season one of when Caroline says, his name's Stefan Salvatore, and we're planning a June wedding, when she says that line. And I was watching that, and first of all, I was like, oh my gosh, like, everyone looks the same, but, like, they just have matured in the face a little bit, you know?
And, I mean, I also rewatched that one recently, because I am a freak.
So it was, and, like, in the vows, she says, you know, I knew when I, the mystery guy who was walking down the halls. That was kind of a call to that as well. Their whole vows were all reminiscing on things from the past that had happened.
What still killed me is that, you know, I feel like a lot of people say, oh, the first time I saw you too, we both saw each other. And maybe if it took them a long time to get together, it's like, but I still knew I loved you. No, he loved Elena, was completely obsessed, focused. He didn't even like Caroline. And it's not
you just say he... I remember I would fall in love without realizing it, and I did, slowly, day by day and year by year, I fell in love with you.
Because it was the first episode in the pilot where she comes on to him at that party, and he literally tells her to, like, go away. I mean, I guess people change, but I'm just saying, I don't forget that either. It was embarrassing for her, and then she cried.
Yeah.
To Bonnie, the mystic girl.
But hey, look where they are now. And I do think that over time... You can start off as friends and it not be anything, and then it slowly grow into something more, which is obviously what has happened here, since we know that from the beginning his eyes were solely on Elena.
Yeah, and I agree, because not everything is a fairy tale from beginning to end. And that writer that we're talking about, guys, is Jen Vestuto. And I just want to give a shout-out to her Twitter handle, which is Jennifer, V-E-S-T-U-T-O. She live-tweeted on Friday the episode that she wrote with her writing partner that's on the show as well. And they're really, really fun tweets, because it gives us an inside look that they really did want to throw back to us watchers that were there from the beginning.
And I love that. That was really nice. And like I said, I'm happy that this wedding was able to happen without a major distraction. Of course, the distraction comes after the wedding and at the reception, which is supposed to be the, like, fun part. That's where the open bar is. That's where...
I will say, though, I had hashtag wedding goals with those lights. Those lights that were just, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful setting for a wedding.
I literally wrote that down. There's something wrong with me.
No, it's okay. I attend a lot of weddings, and I'm in a lot of weddings, and that was one of the most gorgeous wedding venues I've seen.
Yes, it was very
beautiful. In real life or television, so I will give you that much,
I would pay so much money to get married at the Salvatore Mansion. Are you freaking kidding me?
I mean,
how cool would that be?
They blew it up. So
no, it went away.
Oh yeah, that's,
it's still okay.
It's okay now. We have
but people Bonnie. In the chat, including Nicholas Kelly, hashtag red wedding wishes. They wanted it to end in total murder and debauchery.
Well, guys, come on, they couldn't straight up steal that.
They
steal
already that ruined from... one wedding with Alaric and Joe, which was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
That was the red wedding for Vampire Diaries. That was the equivalent of, and we didn't need that again. I did remember writing down, like, hey, this wedding went a lot better than the last one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we still have Matt's mom, Kelly, right? Mm-hmm. I think is her name.
Kelly Donovan.
Kelly Donovan, who is plotting things, and she's getting mysterious text messages, and she's sneaking off, and when Damon's like, anyone would like to speak now, forever hold your peace, which I thought was interesting that, like, after no one objected, he was like, I guess we're continuing. Caroline was like, really?
Well, like, yeah, she was...
It's like, were you not planning to marry this man all day?
They were expecting something awful to happen. I mean, all these poor strangers and bystanders that have been compelled are also here. So what, they just thought they were all going to get murdered?
Yeah.
Like, and that's totally okay. Because, I mean, there was a lot that was overlooked on that part because the whole thing was kind of messed up to have all those strangers there and then expect them to be killed by somebody.
And be compelled to not even know that they're
in danger. It was a bit weird.
It was. But, so she leaves and she goes and, you know, starts a gas leak, tosses the giant canister of gas into a giant fireplace that multiple people are walking by, yet no one seems to see something a little off in this fire.
What was the plan, though? Because most everybody was outside, right?
I think it was just to be a distraction.
Like, send a message?
Yeah, I think she was just like, hey, these guys... I mean, clearly she's still very mad at Damon for killing Vicky. Like, you killed my daughter for no reason. She could have changed her life. None of you guys cared to check up on me in the last 4 years. If you had, you would have found out 2 years ago I had a bad fall and I fell down. She sounds like Humpty Dumpty.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you, like, 75 years old?
I was like, what does that mean? You had a bad fall.
She probably drunkenly fell down the stairs or somebody pushed her. And I also just want to say, I think it's freaking hilarious and very sad that it's been 2 years. And Matt did say it was 4 years since I got a voicemail from you. So he didn't talk to her 2 years again before her death. And to me, I'm like, wait, that's so long, but they did skip years.
Yeah, they did skip years. So that works itself out, I guess. But yeah, so she's been dead for 2 years. Catherine has gotten into her head that, you know, help me out with this and I promise you nothing. Like, you still are going to be in hell, but you won't be tortured anymore. So I can kind of understand why she would accept this deal. Still, even as I'm not a mother, but as my mother has explained to me, there is nothing that I could ever do that would make her stop loving me. So even if we, for the 4 years before my death and like the 2 years that I've been gone, if I had enough thought of my mother, I couldn't imagine my mom accepting a deal that would put me in harm's way, mm-hmm. even still, because a mother's love outdoes all of that. So that's why I've never really been a fan of Matt's mom, because she just doesn't seem like the true type of motherly love that should be there. She was never capable of giving that to Matt or Vicky, I think.
I did love when she gave a shout out to having made out with Damon. And then,
like, at this point, it's like talking about all of Caroline's exes. Like, Damon's got a lot of females
It's funny because, you know, she's like, Caroline, the sweetest, innocent. I'm like, no, 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 no. Literally, I think I was thinking about this before I came here. One of the only people she hasn't hooked up with is Enzo.
Yeah.
And Jeremy. But in real life, her and Jeremy actually had a thing on the first couple seasons of the show. Did you guys know that? They
did. Insider tidbit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, a big stalker, so
I wonder if they're going to talk about it in the cast in interviews next week.
I really do hope Jeremy comes back. But back to Matt and his family, I do feel bad for him again. Like, messed up is this? He's like, guys, come on, just go away.
And, like, his poor dad, who's, you know, just thinking, like, oh, I got my son back. Now my ex-wife wants to talk to me again. I hit the jackpot over here. And then to have her, like, all zombified, eating him and leaving him half dead, you know, starving and stuff. It's like, okay, so did we save Matt's dad? Is he dead? Matt didn't go get Caroline, but, hey, I need vampire blood to come save my dad.
Yeah.
Or anything. Also, Caroline finds out that there's a gas leak in the house and that her daughters are in there and doesn't vampire run to go get them. She, like, human runs to go get them.
Okay, well, the vampire run just goes on and off because there's times, you know, where they want to get somewhere fast, but they're driving.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a bit confusing. And that moment, too, it was so sad. And I thought to myself, this is they can't.
Yeah. I was like, you can't kill little girls.
Yeah, you can't kill.
On television, yeah. On the CW.
That's.
You cannot get away with that.
Yeah.
And also, Bonnie's in there, and I know for a fact, I don't actually know for a fact, this is just a Tiana fact, I know for a Tiana fact that Bonnie is not dying. And that's a Tiana
fact. Like, in your heart of hearts.
In my heart of hearts, I feel like Bonnie has already lost Enzo, so she cannot be the person who is going to die. But then Enzo's like, I know we're gonna see each other again, mm-hmm. and live your life. Promise me.
And I'm like, how much longer do you see her life happening?
Yeah.
Do you think that he was saying that because he's like, you're going to die soon, but it's not today? That's kind of what I thought the second time I watched it, that he was like, go have fun the next, however long.
The next 3 days, live your life, girl, and then you gonna come join me.
Go eat a lot of chocolate, you know, have some fun, and then I think, I hear you're going to be coming to me soon, so... I don't know. I mean, a lot of people also think that she somehow, when she went through the fire with the girls, went to the other, and not call, it's not the other side, but whatever dimension.
Her dimension.
Yeah. The Bon dimension. I don't know.
I don't know. Because, I mean, it was weird, and we'll talk more about that, I guess, now.
Sorry.
Because I've forgot where I was going with the other parts. Oh, yeah, Caroline running to save the girls. So, first of all, the girls are just so smart because Bonnie said that spell to them one time, and it took me 2 times of watching the show and then putting on subtitles to understand what even was said in that moment. So the fact that the girls, like, picked up on the spell really fast and were chanting it, they knew what to do instinctively. You know, they weren't trying to do anything. Their natural instincts were just to protect themselves, and they happened to be holding on to someone. And, I mean, let's talk about Bonnie and Enzo throughout this whole thing. Enzo has been believing that she has magic in her. He's like, you don't have to keep yourself in this pain and, like, melancholy state to keep your connection to me. It's okay to be happy because you clearly have some magic in you that's keeping me around, too. And Bonnie's the one who doesn't believe it.
See, so when Enzo died and she screamed, and I get that that is what opened up the psychic dimension, but to me, I thought, oh, no, she has her magic back now.
That's what I thought, too.
And I think that we weren't wrong.
Yeah, I don't think we're wrong in this, especially if the girls are able to siphon. They have to have something to siphon out of her. So clearly there's magic in there. I think it's just still buried deep, and she has to find the way to get it to come out, because even though she lost her powers, she's a Bennett witch, which means that she was born a witch. She has this, it's in her blood. And just because she's not practicing and has lost her magic doesn't mean that there's not still a little bit of magic left inside of her. And I think that when Enzo did die, her giant emotional outburst is what sparked the little bit of magic speck that was in there, sparked it alive, and so now it's like in her. She just has to believe that she can do it.
It's like Peter Pan.
Yeah, it's like, we're gonna clap for you, Bonnie, and we believe.
I'm like, wait, are all the dead witches just watching her, and they're like, we believe, like, because I mean, before the other side was done, that kind of was like what, you know, it, like all those other people and all of her ancestry. There was, I don't remember what season it was, but they kind of like were all there. I think it was on the other side that they were just kind of like cheering for her, like trying to steer her in the right direction.
Exactly. So, I mean, she gets the twins out of there and to safety. And I mean, this is where the first time I watched the scene, I was like, okay, maybe Enzo isn't saying his goodbye. But then the second time watching, I was like, holy crap. Like, is this Enzo's goodbye to her? Are we done seeing Enzo, or is he going to be around again next week still?
There's just so much to happen in so little time.
Yeah, that this, it had a finality to it of Enzo being like, you have to fight, use your magic, save your life. You have to believe that we will be back together again at some point. And if you lose me, you have to be okay with losing me. And then, I mean, we didn't see him for the rest of this episode. It felt like one of those epic goodbyes, but it didn't feel epic enough to be, like, the real final Enzo and Bonnie moment. Because everyone knows I am all for Bonnie and Enzo. I am still heartbroken that he is not here to be with her right now. And Well, I'm just not okay with
it. Let's see. Mabry Montgomery in the chat said, Julie said she wrote a Benenzo scene in the finale. And I do think good. There will be, but I think it might be, like, I'm going into heaven with you or wherever. Like, it could be her dying. And I know that you think in your heart of hearts it's not happening. So hopefully that doesn't happen and he actually does, like, come back in some way, shape, or form. Or maybe they just start their...
They need to find a way to bring him back to life. Like, there has to be a way to get him out of... that psychic world. And I know that Bonnie's mom burned his body, but come on, guys. We've seen Kai come back to life. But, like, we can get Enzo back.
I mean, she asked him tonight, like, are you happy? And that, to me, was what scared me. Because, you know, he said, and he seemed like he wasn't really lying. Maybe he was. That he was, and that kind of he was at peace. So if she ends up dying, and I could just maybe see it like a, oh, God. Like... like an open hand out to her and she takes it and she's like fine with it because then Elena can be with the person she wants and she can be with the person that she wants to be with. But I'm not ready for that and I don't want that to happen at all. I don't know.
Me either. I don't need Bonnie to die for her to have her happiness or whatever. So Bonnie and the girls make it out of the house and there's an interesting Bonnie and Stefan moment. At the end. So we know that the plan was, Kelly tells us that Catherine's plan was to have her distract everyone while Vicky goes and rings the bell to bring out the hellfire to destroy Mystic Falls tonight. So Vicky makes it to the bell. The girls are safe. And right before the bell starts ringing, Bonnie and Stefan have this moment where they're looking at each other. And then Bonnie's nose starts bleeding, which to me was another sign of her, she just exerted a lot of magical energy, and now her nosebleed is back, but then she passes out as soon as the first dong is
heard. Yeah, and just like Kelly Donovan, they showed it as though it was the same time.
So it was very interesting, and I guess my question is kind of, Kelly Donovan kept, you know, she did what Kai did to stay alive, but Kai lasted a lot longer than she did on Earth, unless I guess she had been on Earth for a while. And we just hadn't seen her yet?
Yeah, she went to a party for, like, a few weeks. And then she thought, maybe I'll go see my family. And then Catherine. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do think that... Because at first I thought it was supernatural creatures. Again, maybe that's what the bell did. But no, like, it was just Bonnie. And there was a bunch of other supernatural creatures on the show. And we didn't see that happen to them. So... But the bell did something to her.
Yeah, and I would like to see... I guess because we only saw Bonnie and Kelly, I would have liked to see how the twins reacted to the bell. Just to see who is affected by what.
Yeah.
Because if the girls had been affected too, then I'd be like, okay, maybe it's like a witchy thing with the bells because the witches started building the bell first and so they're tied to it in a way. But we didn't get to see anyone else react to it. We just saw Kelly by Felicia. And Bonnie has passed out. And so it could be from the bell. It could just have been from how much magical energy she had just used.
Weird coincidence.
But it was funny that it was Stefan who was standing there with her at that moment when she was clearly looking for Enzo.
Oh. What do you mean?
I don't know what I'm reading into that, but I was just, because in Stefan's the one who killed Enzo. Enzo's the one who keeps telling Bonnie, you need to, you know, live and be okay with this. Like, it wasn't that Stefan who killed me. It was Ripper Stefan who was being controlled by the devil. You need to get over it. And then when Bonnie drops down, it's Stefan who's there by her side.
I mean, yeah, I think that he might... I think he would have anyways feel a duty to save her or help her somehow.
But it's like no one else is around. It's just those two who happen to, like, lock eyes in a moment of, like, are we about to have our first conversation? Are we going to talk? Are we going to use forgiveness? And then she falls out.
So people in the chat are saying that they have heard that Bonnie does die. Because, like I said, at this point, the only thing that brought Kai... When Kai came back, we thought, oh, okay, he is going to fix this Elena situation and bring her back. But now that he's gone, what other way is there for Elena to come back?
Well, and Dorian has come up with a plan that he thinks that we need to use, like, a giant burst of psychic energy to destroy hell, like, an even bigger one than Cade used. And the only way to get that right now is from either Bonnie or the twins, mm-hmm. really. But I also see some, like, okay, here's the thing. It could be true. But that writer who they're saying confirmed it would never work in this town again if they gave away a huge spoiler like that in a public forum for people to know, like, it can go be traced back to them.
Yeah.
It could be true, but I'm not believing it. Tiana fact, Bonnie does not die. Because Bonnie should not have to die to have happiness on this show. And
I agree.
To treat Bonnie's character like that would just be a complete spit in the face to anyone who's a fan of Bonnie, I think, personally. But
no, I know? I agree. And tonight, like, when we literally saw Enzo and her connection with him go up in flames, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, this is bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. I never say bullcrap.
Or maybe the fact that Bonnie dies is that we get a flash forward 75 years from now, and Bonnie has lived a very full and fulfilling life and is 97 years old, and that's when she dies. And
well,
that I'm okay with, but you're not going to kill her at 27.
If the preview is correct with Elena coming back, and it's actually Elena and not Catherine, and trust me, I just, I really think it's Elena. That moment where she's like, Damon, whatever.
Yeah.
It sounded like Elena. And Stefan's there, and he says, welcome back. And he is as he is now.
That's true.
He's human.
So I just want to feel like they find a way to destroy hell and break the curse on Bonnie and Elena as well.
So if they do destroy hell, then would that bring Elena back in turn? Like, why would that bring Elena back?
Because Kai is fully destroyed.
Okay.
And not just dead and in hell where his presence is still there. I'm making this up as I go.
I know. I think they are too, honestly.
We're all just making this shit up as we go along, you know? Merrily, merrily, merrily.
I do just wish they're like, okay, at the end of this episode, loophole, dawn, 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 this is how Elena might come back and then bring her back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, look, we're talking about it. Let's just go into predictions right now because...
Yes.
We're already kind of foreshadowing of what might happen. You're after Buzz TV. So what if the whole Elena coming back scene that we've seen in the previews is just a dream? It's not real. It's a dream. And so she's not actually back. But we get Elena back, but she's not actually back. Because it's all just a dream.
Well,
what if the whole show turns out to just be a dream?
I would officially take it off of my Facebook for favorite shows ever. I would be really, really mad and unsatisfied. And
yeah.
I have a lot of hope in this last 44 minutes.
Nicholas Kelly, you are right. Kai is in a prison world and not hell right now. But let's just if we're using Bonnie to destroy all psychic worlds, let's kill them all once and for all. Like, the other side gone, that's what I want gone. Well,
except
with, like,
Enzo
everyone.
With whatever she created.
Yeah. Enzo, we're going to find a way to bring back, and then everyone else is just obliterated. Obliterated? That's the word.
Obliterated.
I can talk. But it's hard to make predictions on a series finale episode.
Okay, let's go through characters. Caroline.
Okay. What are we saying, alive or dead, or?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how I feel about when people are too happy that something has to go wrong.
Yep.
Or at least in Bonnie's life, that's how it happens. Caroline has gotten what she wanted so far. She's married to Stefan right now, she has two kids, like, she's gotten it all, so she's a little too perfectly happy that I feel like something bad could happen to her.
Yes. Okay. I do agree with that. A lot of people have predicted it because they said somebody big will die, and you just don't know who, but, that, because the thing with the girls... she has her girls who she cares about so much, and unless they have Joe back, which still would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a while ago, people said that Joe was coming back, but I don't really remember that, like, being confirmed.
Yeah.
I think people are just...
That. But, I mean, Alaric said something interesting tonight, too, that I meant to say, when he's telling Dorian how he ended up in Mystic Falls about, you know, chasing his wife and how Damon had changed her and all that stuff. And he says something about, like, you know, we all have to we've all done things that no apology can heal, and we have to find a new happiness no matter how much you've lost, and that the losing of the people is what has brought us together and made us all a family. And that, the fact that that came in like the middle to end of the episode and not the end of the episode, it felt like final words almost. Like, it's through losing these people is what brought us together and what made us a family.
I wrote that quote down too. It was a really, really,
yeah, it was just like
quote
that tugged at the heartstrings, you know, a little bit on my side. So
I just don't think either of the girls deserve it all for their parents to be taken away from them.
No, they don't. Okay. Damon.
Okay. Damon. You go first with Damon.
Damon, I could see him being the person who sacrifices himself to prove once and for all that he can be a truly, not to prove he can be selfless, but in an effort to save everyone, I could see Damon stepping up to the plate and taking one for the team and, like,
if Elena is back. Really?
Yeah.
He's too selfish.
But see, I think that's the thing that, like, the twist of it all would be if he was able to do something as big as that to show that, like, hey, he's not as bad of a guy as we all assumed. I mean, he is still a bad guy and he's done terrible things, but
yeah, it's like, just because the past like 5 weeks you've decided to be nice, you still, you know, and I get that Stefan did murder Enzo and it was awful, but they've all murdered a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you gotta spread it. If you're gonna hate Stefan for this, we should hate Damon for that. We should hate Caroline for this, and this person, like, everyone has, they're all vampires, or have been vampires. They've all killed and stuff, with the exception of, you know, Elena. Mm-hmm. She never killed anyone, right?
No, wasn't, I think Elena, when she was a vampire, she killed one person.
Yeah, she killed one person.
Yeah, but, you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's like, everyone has done bad things. Everyone has done unforgivable things, like Alaric said, and it's through all of the stuff that still makes us one awkward, silly family.
Well, do you really think that Stefan is going to be... is he really going to live to be this old man? Do you see that for him?
I mean, Stefan, no matter what he does, he's married to a vampire now, so his life is never going to be risk-free. Just, he could live to be 80. He could also die in a car accident. He's human. So you never know with him.
Yeah.
I would like it to not be one of the brothers that dies, but also, like, if Bonnie dies, mark my words, I will come in here next week fuming. It won't even be, like, sad tears of the show. I would be so angry with the show if Bonnie dies before her rightful time.
But even if you see her go to this beautiful place with Enzo and she's like, I'm at peace now, I'm happy now, that still wouldn't, you know.
It wouldn't make me happy.
It wouldn't really make me happy either, but I do think with Stefan and Damon, tonight I saw, and they reminded us how much damage these two have done to Alaric, to Caroline, her, you know, this entire thing. They've done so much damage, and they always end up on top.
Yeah.
So I do think it would be appropriate for the story to end with one of the brothers dying. It's like, honestly,
but it's like, who do you pick of the brothers? It would be better if they both ended up dying, because in the long run, that's what they both deserve. And in many ways, it's like, how do you choose the one brother who you're gonna kill? If, you know, it's like, they've both hurt everyone, they've both done terrible things, so why not, like, so here's a fun thing for you guys at home, and then we're going to wrap this up. Roxy interviewed Ian Somerhalder at Comic-Con over the summer. Go check out the video. It's on the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page in there. Search for it. Listen to how he would like the show to end, because he basically says he wants Stefan and Damon to just end up together. They don't need girls or anything. It's like, it's about the brothers and the brotherhood. And it's a really great interview, so you guys should go check that out, because he has some great ideas on how he thought at the time the show should end.
Yes. And I have one more thing to throw in there. Mm-hmm. I do think that with all the buildup of Matt, and I'm still not satisfied, I'm like, okay, he's not that great. Still, what's the big deal? I think he is going to possibly sacrifice himself because of the Donovan bloodline and be the one to kind of save everybody.
I could see that happening too. And I think Matt deserves if he has to go out, he has to go out in a big way. And they really are building up the whole Donovan name right now. And the fact that his family was important in all these years, he thought he wasn't.
Maybe Matt will, like, turn into God. We've seen the devil.
I am God. Hello. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you to our special guest, Roxy Stryer, for joining us tonight. Make sure you guys tweet all of us. We want to hear what you think, what you love about the show, what you love about us. And hear your thoughts and predictions. Next week is the series finale of The Vampire Diaries.
And I think we're going to get together on Friday to watch it and figure out some kind of Periscope live stream. We will tweet it out. We're going to have a lot
of
fun.
We'll let you guys know what we're going to do for the finale Friday night so you guys can be involved in that with us. And Sam, where can everyone find you?
You guys, thank you so much. I love you all so much. You can find me at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And make sure you, Jordana Morphin will be back next week. She was out this week, and you can find her at Jordana Morphin, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV across all social media platforms, and make sure you check out all the other shows that we do here on AfterBuzz TV. We have Riverdale, Once Upon a Time, Suits, The Flash.
And Shadowhunters finale of 2A episode will be on Tuesday. And which is really fun is Joshua Butler, who directed an episode of TVD, directed the finale episode and will be on our show. So check that out too.
Yes. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.